With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Biden's trying to reassure voters that he's up for the job. Speaking to supporters in Detroit, he addressed the issue of his age, saying, quote, "I promise you I'm okay," end quote. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says the state's investigating the CenterPoint Utility Company for the amount of time it's taken to restore power to the Houston area.
They underestimated the impact of the storm and the direction of the storm. They brought in 12,000 people. And you understand they can't bring in 11,000 people 4 days out and put them in a hotel and feed them, and they don't even know where the storm's going. You can't chase that army. But it would appear they were not as prepared as they should have been and not ready to go as quickly as they could have been.
Also at SRNnews.com, some important advice from a storm veteran.
Former FEMA head Craig Fugate says don't judge a storm's severity on how big a number they've been assigned. Measuring a storm's danger based on a 1 through 5 scale is just one tool in assessing potential damage. People often mistakenly think a tropical storm or a Category 1 hurricane are nothing to worry about, when they can sometimes be more devastating than a major Category 4 or 5 storm. A category only measures wind strength. It doesn't factor in storm surge, rain amounts, possible tornado formation, or a storm's size or speed. Fugate recommends following local forecasts provided by the National Weather Service. Keith Peters reporting.
Virginia dethrones North Carolina as the top state in the nation for business. CNBC scored all 50 states using 10 categories. Top 10 states include Virginia, North Carolina, Texas, Georgia, Florida, Minnesota, Ohio, Tennessee, Michigan, and Washington. The study took into account housing affordability, education, quality of life, and cost of living. This is SRN News. Election officials reject the petition submitted for an abortion rights ballot measure.
The Secretary of State's office in Alabama said organizers behind the measure did not submit required paperwork about its paid canvassers. The group submitted more than 101,000 signatures. The measure would have barred laws banning abortion in the first 20 weeks of gestation and allowed abortion later in pregnancy in cases of rape, incest, threats to the woman's health or life, or if the unborn baby would be unlikely to survive my birth. Jeremy House, SRN News.
New York University settles a lawsuit filed last November by three Jewish students. They said they were subjected to pervasive acts of hatred, discrimination, harassment, and intimidation since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. NYU officials said they would dedicate additional academic resources to Judaic studies and the study of anti-Semitism. This is SRN News. Big banks and interest rates set the pace on Wall Street.
Stocks rose after some mixed signals on bank profits and inflation did little to dent Wall Street's belief that easier interest rates are on the way. The S&P 500 climbed 0.6% Friday, closing out its fifth winning week in the last six. The Dow added 247 points. That's about 0.6%. The Nasdaq Composite also rose 0.6%. All three indexes had been on track to set all-time highs in afternoon trading, but finished just shy of them. Treasury yields swung in the bond market, but remained lower after a report showed that inflation at the wholesale level was worse last month than analysts had expected. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note fell to 4.18%. Seth Sutel, New York.
The data of nearly all customers of telecommunications giant AT&T was downloaded to a third-party platform in a 2022 security breach in a year already rife with massive cyber attacks. More details at SRNnews.com.